All right, this is a session with Bob Carroll and Ion, being recorded on November 26th, copyright 2016, and all rights reserved for Dobsound.com, and we're starting at 12:23 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Before we go to Carol, I got one, up-to-date question or one that new level of interest. So the big story this week has been Jill Stein is gathering the money for several states to have a recount.
It's $4 million, and there's a money left in the Democratic fund to do it. And they can count till Jesus comes if they want to. It'll be all right. And it's just going to basically work where she doesn't win the popular vote either. So it's perfectly fine.
She didn't win the popular vote? Is that what you just said?
If they keep counting, she's not.
Right, because it was rigged. Therefore, they won't be able to rig the, it was altered. So they actually count the votes. It'll end up Donald wins more popular votes. Then wow,
that's neat.
And does Hillary? Hillary knows that she's not going to push for a recount until she get that humiliation.
Well, why would the Jill Stein? That's like the Ben Stein. You know that ridiculous person, Ben Stein. Mm-hmm. Didn't you kill him already? It's like the Ben Stein. He's trying to prove something.
Right. So she's trying to prove something. Oh, so will they have the recount?
Okay with us. Keep counting.
Right.
Keep counting.
And so that's the surprise. They will find that in those particular states, Trump will have more votes than he has now.
Yeah, because you have a ton of provisional ballots that were cast that were not counted. And if all those provisional ballots in a recount would then be included, Donald Trump will win it all, and then your Electoral College count will become correct because Michigan will go toward and it will come to the number we said originally.
Well, you originally said 294, but I think you're saying you slipped in the last minute or even after the election, before all the things were counted, all Electoral Colleges, you gave a number like 306? Was that the number you gave?
It's 308.
308, you say. But you don't want to say whether there will be a recount in one or two states.
Oh, they're going to recount. They keep counting them. We said we don't care.
Well, what if they did count more for Hillary and gave her states? Would Trump accept that?
Yes. Oh, we're sorry. Damn. Now they have it to 308.
Oh, they do?
Oh, well, we're sorry. Sorry about that.
All right. But no, but this question is, if they do have a recount.
No, sorry. Now they're saying 306. 306. And there's 16 to play. So, sorry.
Right. Let's say they have a recount and Hillary wins he wins more than you're saying. Would Trump accept the decision?
No. It won't. He won't. He already told you it was rigged.
So you're saying if they voted, if they recount and they show Hillary won a few of the states and he loses those Electoral College votes, he will not accept that decision. Is that what you're saying?
He will not. But there won't be enough to change it anyway.
But why would he, even though he's lucky, it won't change and he'll win, but why wouldn't he accept it if Hillary did win the recount? Has he got a reason?
It's rigged. He told you before it ever started. He said, this bitch is rigged. The bitch.
Okay, so
he said bitch. He said, we didn't say it. He said, the bitch is rigged. And we said, wow, that's strong words. That's harsh words. Why are you participating in a system that's rigged? He said, the bitch is rigged. He said, now if I win, it's okay. I'll acquiesce. It'll be all right. But if I don't, I'm telling you right now, it's rigged. That's all you need to know. And that was exactly, he acquiesced. He was easy with it. He was a gentleman and a scholar and accepted victory out of the jaws of defeat. It was no problem.
Okay, so
Did you get your little YouTube on the little mashing up of all the people who said he's not going to win, he's not going to be president, he's not going to win, he's not going to be president, he's not going to win, he's not going to be president? Did you get that one, that one, that one?
Oh, no. Is that something you just sent today?
No, you should look it in your inbox. You know, you used to that place where you send messages
yeah.
to yourself? The in-quick messaging? Look there. It's out. There might be one or two there, maybe.
Oh, I see. There's, yeah, people who laughed at Trump. 5 minutes. So it's going to have a lot. Starts off
it's
with
a lot
Clooney,
of fun. A lot
George
of fun.
Clooney. All right, great, great. That's good. But if they have a recount, it won't be rigged, and Trump will win.
Yes,
and he'll
he's going to win anyway.
Leave the country.
They're going to keep going. They're going to go to her, and people are going to get angry and cross. And then what's going to happen is they're just going to keep on. They're going to put the bitch in jail, lock her up. That's what he promised as a campaign. He's trying to soften the whole thing just because it makes a big old mess. But she keeps pushing this thing. We can't arrange this. The attorney general can do this where the president doesn't have to. It's not a
right.
problem.
And Trump said this would not, I think that part we're not broadcasting. So I will just say, Trump said, no, he's not going to prosecute the Clintons. And you told us, Giuliani would do it behind the scenes. It was wise for him to look conciliatory or whatever, or to back on it. Pissed off his followers, but, his supporters.
He's not even president yet. He could change his mind in a second. Let her get
right.
one way sideways and you'll see how it looks. They'll show you how to milk that in a coconut.
Right, but he is trying to look fair right now.
Well, he's trying to be presidential and bring everybody back together because there's a lot of ridiculous people that are thinking about committing suicide or going out and shooting the police in the head so the police will shoot them in the head. So they'll shoot each other in the head and then there'll be blood running in the streets. They'll have to collect and send it to Armageddon down the valley of Megiddo. We are waiting up to the second bridle of the hands of a very big horse, a 32-hand horse. That's that deep the blood will run. So we said that already. So, you know, that's all you can do.
Okay, so this last part we shouldn't broadcast. The first part that about the recount.
Well, we can't stop you. You can't stop you. Pick it up. Clean it up as best you can. But the point is, it's a non sequitur. That part's over. What the big news is, of what you're looking to, is what's happening now. Now what happened, Donald Trump did not get along with Cuba. He did not like it. He would like to do business. He likes the people. He does not like Fidel Castro. He said Castro has got to go.
What
he said. He said that regime has got to change. The people of Cuba deserve better. See, Cuba to us is nothing. We could smash it out like a cigarette butt. You know how you crush a cigarette butt? Just flick it off and match it.
Or you mean a Havana cigar.
Maybe a Havana cigar, but then a good 2-hour stogie, you wouldn't crush that. You'd smoke that, we're sure. Or at least chew on it voraciously, regardless. So that point then becomes a way to bring that back into it. So it'll become Miami South.
Right. So
well, now, Raul will have no choice but to acquiesce. Now, the embargo can be lifted once all the political prisoners are released, once all the people are accepted, are noted as citizens, and it can become a territory of the United States of America, which is what was wrong with the Bay of Pigs when they messed it up the first time. You were there, and you saw what happened. You probably are to blame for it. You and that damn Barry Goldwater probably is your fault. So all this has gone on since 1960. Because of this foolishness when they started the embargo business anyway. Then went all the way up to where the people was out in the ocean trying to get up in there. It's a bunch of foolishness, we're here to say. So if you can let them straighten up and fly right now, Bob, they can be Miami South. It can be like a little destination vacation. We think it's great.
All right. Did Fidel Castro pass away today or yesterday or the day before, or was he already gone a year or two or 5 years ago?
No, just recently.
Yeah, like not yesterday, but a week or two before that.
No. Like in the night.
In the night.
Yeah. In other words, he died. They're saying he died the other day or last night, whatever. That's when it happened. You agree with that? He did transition.
Do. Yes.
Will
there's another little news flash. No, he won't.
Go.
That's the point.
Yes.
There's no go. See, here's the thing. So hell is empty now. Remember, the guff is empty?
Yeah.
But also, hell is empty. Now, here's the new thing. This is new. Well, new. Hell is empty. So now, all the devils in hell are coming to the earth. If heaven is on the earth, so is hell. So that's where a lot of this what you Carolyn referred to it as nashness, where this nashness is coming from. They're playing. And so, there you go. You know, like Westworld.
All right.
The android meme is on the scene.
All right. So, how does one feel safe or secure from the demons? Is there a strategy?
Be God.
Feel stronger than them.
You don't feel. God don't feel. They know.
They know stronger than them. Okay.
He made the finale. Now go back. We acquiesced. So now he made the statement. Castro has got to go. So now he's not even president yet. Mar-a-Lago is safe. Finally, we're going to get our long-awaited no-fly zone over Palm Beach. We are thrilled. We've been trying to get that done forever. Because, see, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, had the international airport there, but then there's one there in West Palm. So you couldn't hook them together because there wasn't enough room. So we wanted the breakers and the spot down there in Mar-a-Lago to have a no-fly zone. Now, since the sitting president of the United States is there, we can have a no-fly zone, and it's going to be much more pleasant on Palm Beach. We know the American people are thrilled to get that bit of information. It's very important.
Well, what's it mean to have no-fly zone? You're not going to have an airport?
Airplanes won't fly over the island.
Well, what's so great about that?
You only have to look at them, the noise of them. They can't crash into your house. They can't spit on your rooftops. They can't fly over you. You don't have to hear them. You don't have to see them. You don't have to deal with them.
You're talking about the island of Cuba?
No, we're talking about Palm Springs. Palm Beach, Florida.
It was a problem? The planes flying over was a problem before?
Yes, they were landing and it was loud.
Oh, okay. So, no-fly zone and...
Right. The breakers was not comfortable. The breakers was always wonderful, but it wasn't comfortable with all these new airplanes all over the place. Big, flying low, making noise. It was ridiculous.
Are you saying that all that airplane activity was maybe more military than anything, flying back and forth to Cuba?
No, we were talking about Palm Beach in Florida.
Yeah.
Where Mar-a-Lago is. We wanted that as a no-fly zone, but we're not able to do it. But now, with President Trump, it will be done.
Oh, because he has property down there?
Yeah, he has a big...
Mar-a-Lago, right down from the breakers.
Never heard of it.
Mar-a-Lago, you should Google it. It's pretty yummy.
Okay.
Yeah, you say breakers. You mean ocean waves?
Breakers, the place.
Oh. That's the name of a place. Okay. So what we're saying here, no-fly zone, peace over there, and Cuba will become Miami South?
That's correct.
But it won't become...
It's one South Country Lane, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480.
That's his palace?
No, that's the Breakers.
Oh, is that a hotel?
Yes, it's probably the most famous thing ever.
Well, we don't like Florida. We never go there. Don't know anything about it. So what?
We don't have to go to the Breakers. Breakers is great.
But
Mr. Trump arrived at Mar-a-Lago on Tuesday night for his first visit as president-elect. The difference was notable. Police cars stopped trucks trying to pass down the two-lane road approaching the estate, and dark sedans with rather serious-looking drivers were parked along the street. So that's Mar-a-Lago.
That's different. That's different. That's 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. That's just down a little bit further from Singer Island.
Okay.
So Howard Stern, when he was talking the day after the election, he had a private tour by Trump, and he said it was incredible that that palace or place where Trump is. So will Cuba remain an independent state, country, nation?
No.
But it's going to be like Puerto Rico. But see, Marjorie Post is who had it built. So it's the Post people. That's more Android meme stuff. Remember the Gutenberg Galaxy? Remember?
Right. And what did she have built?
Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, okay. So Trump bought it from the Post family?
Yeah. Well, okay. From another person in between, but yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
it's a very wonderful thing.
Did Castro realize when Trump was in that his days were numbered and on some vibratory level that he said, well,
since 1975 and then the bicentennial in 1776, 1976, yeah, 19, we mess up time. That's when he knew it was over, that afternoon of the bicentennial, July the 4th, 2000.
Yeah, 1976. You're saying July 4th, 1976.
Yes. We didn't want to interrupt you. You were at that when we had to stop.
Well, I was up.
We don't like to interrupt.
The Twin Towers, the one with the TV antenna. We were up there. On that day.
Yeah.
But
how ridiculous! That's ridiculous. That could have been blown up. It could have been blown up, and all of paradise lost. And then there's another problem.
Well, it's not going to happen. It didn't happen because I didn't give
the go-ahead. You didn't know that. You didn't know that. You didn't even know. You didn't even know you were. You didn't even know you were driving a car. Wait, you don't even drive a car. So you can't even drive yourself crazy.
He was aiming the car.
He was aiming. We'll give you that.
But the thing is, did he realize the last week or two once Trump got elected that he allowed himself to suicide out?
Yeah, well, he was gone. Yeah, it was quit. Raul's been running things for a while now, and that's okay. But it's all
good. Yeah, but did he realize? Did Trump? If Hillary had won the election, would he have been lingered around for another 5 years?
Yeah, probably.
All right, so he knew it was over when Trump. So he let himself transition. Okay, well, I think that's enough for that point, Carolyn. Let's.
And they had the Trump wedge salad. And the three-layer chocolate cake, and they had the herb-marinated beef tenderloin, they had the carved leg of lamb, and the Chilean sea bass, and the red wine braised short ribs. Yes.
Who's they that had this?
The Trump family at their Thanksgiving feast at Mar-a-Lago. And they had the three-layer Trump chocolate cake.
All right. They say that Donald Trump's son-in-law, the husband of Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, I think his name is, he was a big factor in creating the victory for Donald Trump. I haven't read the articles on that, but would you agree with that?
Yes, we would. We've not mentioned him, and we'll not mention him again.
Right, but you, well, we know that you had a lot of influence in this.
We said a sleeper would save it. We said it was already done. We said it would be a surprise.
And that his Trump's victory would be a surprise, right? That's
back in a flash.